WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Your daily dose of sanity in a world that sometimes feels like it's spinning faster than a caffeinated squirrel on a treadmill. I'm your host, Leo Weston. And today we're diving into something super crucial, building healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like someone's always got their hand out, needing a piece of you, and you just give it to them? You know that feeling when no feels like a four-letter word, and saying it feels like you're committing some kind of social faux pas? Yeah, I've been there. But listen, healthy boundaries aren't selfish. They're essential for your mental well-being. They're the invisible fences that protect your time, energy, and emotions. And trust me, they make a world of difference in how you show up in life for yourself and everyone around you. Here's the deal. 5 key takeaways to help you build those boundaries like a boss. First off, know thyself. Seriously. Get real with yourself about your values, your needs, and what makes you tick, what drains your energy, what fills your cup. Once you have that clarity, it's easier to say no to things that don't align with who you are and what you want. It's like picking out clothes. You wouldn't wear a size too small just because someone else thought it looked good, right? Your mental health deserves the same kind of respect. Second, communication is key. Don't expect people to read your mind. Clearly and respectfully express your boundaries. Think of it like setting GPS coordinates. You're giving people a clear direction on where you stand. You don't have to be aggressive, just firm and direct. Saying things like, "I appreciate the offer, but I need some time for myself right now," or "I'm not comfortable discussing that topic," can go a long way. Third, practice saying no. This is a big one, folks. It's okay to say no. You don't have to explain yourself endlessly or apologize for prioritizing your own well-being. A simple no is enough. Think of it like a muscle. The more you use it, the easier it gets. Fourth, protect your time. Seriously, schedule it in. Block out time for activities that nourish you, reading, exercising, spending time with loved ones, or just plain old relaxing. And don't be afraid to decline invitations that don't align with those priorities. Remember, your time is valuable. Treat it like the gold it is. And lastly, be kind to yourself. Building healthy boundaries takes time and practice. There will be bumps along the way, but don't beat yourself up if you stumble. Just keep learning, adjusting, and remembering that taking care of yourself is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A while back, I was invited to a bunch of networking events, which can be great for building connections, right? But honestly, they were draining my energy like crazy. So many people vying for attention, so much small talk, and so little genuine connection. It felt like a constant battle against overwhelm. One day, I realized that instead of saying yes to every invitation, I needed to be more selective. I started saying no to events that didn't genuinely excite me or align with my goals. I also began prioritizing one-on-one conversations over the hustle and bustle of large gatherings. Guess what? My energy levels soared. And I actually made deeper connections with people who shared my passions. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Know yourself. Communicate clearly. Practice saying no. Protect your time. And be kind to yourself throughout this process. building healthy boundaries isn't just about protecting yourself. It's about creating space for the things that truly matter in your life, your well-being, your relationships, your passions. It's about living with intention and purpose. Now go out there, set those boundaries like a boss, and remember, you deserve to feel good, inside and out. And if this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and share it with someone who needs to hear this message. Until next time, stay awesome, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.